Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this week? How many of you were out swimming this week at some point, trying to beat the heat? You went swimming a lot? You went swimming? You went to the beach? That's awesome. You went swimming? I went swimming a little bit too, and I went to Knoebels yesterday and went down the sluice and got soaked. It was great. Jenna went. She was there. So, I have a question for you guys. How many of you have ever been like really, 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 really hungry?
Me. Like on long trips.
Like on long trips, you get really, really, really hungry?
Yes.
Okay, well, how many of you, like, I don't know, I do this a lot. I skip breakfast and then I'm all grumpy throughout the day and because I'm just that hungry. How many of you skip breakfast a lot before school? I'm glad not many of you raise your hands. Don't skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. Well, you know, there's a lot of people in the world who are really, really hungry because they just don't have enough food to eat each day. And there's people all around the world that don't have enough food or they don't have places to live or they don't have all sorts of other things that they need. And one day when Jesus was talking, he said to his disciples and to the other people listening that when he was in need, that we went and fed them, that his friends went and fed Jesus. And they asked, when did they do this? And he told them that whenever we help somebody who doesn't have enough food and we give them food, whenever we help someone who doesn't have enough money and we help them by giving them money or some other things that they need or give them a place to sleep, that we're really helping Jesus and that we're doing it for him. And so that's what we're talking about this morning with our mission trip as well. And so I hope that all of you one day get the opportunity to go out and do a mission trip like this. But you can go out and you can give food to people all the time. We just did that with the food pantry yesterday. You can go just in your schools and help out. I'm sure there's friends that you have at school that maybe don't have everything that they need either. You can't walk, and we can help Daniel walk today because he had a real rough day at Knoebels yesterday. Yeah, your legs are very sore, I know. And we'll be praying for you, buddy. So let's all bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us with so much in this life, Lord. And we pray that we can be a blessing to you and to your children who do not have everything that they need, Lord, who may need an extra meal each week or a place to sleep each night. And we pray that we can help provide that to them and do it all for your glory. We pray this in your name. Amen. All right. Are you going to help hand out the candy for me? Good morning, everybody. So as many of you are well aware, we just only 2 or 3 weeks ago left for our mission trip. I'm sure many of you remember praying over us, and then we tried to leave. And if you have not heard, it was a rough start to the day as the van broke down right in the parking lot. Luckily, it was there. But after that, it was smooth sailing, and we made it down to West Virginia fine, just about on time, even with the delays that we had. And so then we got there Sunday night, and first thing Monday morning, we started right off with work. And the scripture verse that we all read together this morning, Pray As You Go, was our theme verse for our chapels each night. We went through each word every day. And so now I'm going to have all the kids come up and share about the different days of work and each night of the chapel service. So without further ado, the youth are going to come up and share about our trip.
Good morning, everyone. To start off, I will be talking about the first day we worked. In the morning, we started off our day by helping a little flower shop in Rainham. In the back, there was a tiny little room that they used for tanning, and we had to gut out the walls and floors. When we walked in there, we were like, oh, hey, you know, this is tiny. It won't take long. We couldn't be any wrong. The floor obviously did not want to come out, and we had about 7 people in that room, and believe me, I don't think I've sweat that much in my entire life. Later that day, after lunch, we went to Raynell's funeral home, where we had to take the plaster off the walls, and it had like 5 different wallpapers, not the prettiest. And if you give teenagers hammers, watch out. I mean, we all got a little excited about using these instruments of destruction, so naturally the walls came down pretty quickly. And then towards the end, where people started cleaning up, another project opened up in the back of the building where we had to start taking off a layer of the floor that was damp and moldy, but I'm pretty sure you'll hear about it later. And so after a hard day work of almost getting tetanus, getting plaster into our organs, and breaking pipes, we headed back for chapel, but more importantly, showers. And that was our first day of work. And then for the first day of chapel, my friend wrote, it's Hannah. She wasn't able to come this morning, so I'll be reading it for her. The first day that our group went to chapel was pretty exciting. We walked in, and the leaders had some jamming music playing really loud, and everybody was jumping around and dancing. The bubbly mood was contagious. After that, we played a game that had us interacting with other members of different churches. Once we finished the game, we would sing sing-alongs of praise. All the songs were fun to sing and dance along to. The lesson that the first day focused on was the word pray, and the motto, pray as you go. We learned that one can pray to God at any time for any reason. If there is a hardship you want to go away, or if you need someone to pray to, he will always be there. Praying to God gives one connection that no human bond could ever compete with. Hearing what the youth leaders had to say on the subject was fascinating, and all the life experience with God made the entire night very relatable. The theme is remember to pray at all times. Pray without ceasing, pray continually, or pray as you go. All in all, the first night of chapel was pretty memorable and extremely fun. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mark, and as you know, I'm a big kid. Hi, Adam. All right, I'm going to talk about day 2 at the work site. We continued at the funeral home. We actually would be there for the rest of the week. Some, as was mentioned, some had broken away and began working on to take out this triple layer floor that was soaking wet and full of mold in this very, very large garage area. So it was a huge, monumental task. But the crew that broke away did a great job starting on that project, and it took them the rest of the week really to finish it out. The rest of us continued to rip out drywall and rip out the slats in 2 rooms and a closet and one wall of another room. I got the job of using an air-powered chisel, which was kind of fun at first but got tiring after a while, to cut through this really thick chicken wire-like metal grid that was between the ceiling and the wall at the top, all along these 2 rooms, and actually the 3rd room that they asked me to do, because I guess I was doing a good job or nobody else wanted it, I don't know. But so for the next 2.5 days, I stood on a ladder cutting through that stuff and ripping the remainder of that wall down after I'd cut it. And with a lot of drywall in our eyes, we didn't have glasses, but stubborn and didn't like to use them too much, but I also lost my voice every day. I got a cold when I went down there, and every day I'd start the day with my voice being pretty good, but then with all the drywall dust, by the end of the day I couldn't even speak. Jonathan and the rest were kind of thankful for that, but
it was great.
But by the morning I'd be good again, and then we start the whole process over again, but oh well. The rest of the crew continued in those rooms, continued ripping out drywall, hammering and prying with crowbars. And with all that swinging of heavy metal objects around, you'd think there had been more injuries. There were a few, but nothing life-threatening. So that was day 2's workday. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jenna Schellhammer. I'll be talking about Tuesday Night Chapel. And the word is as. We looked at Jonah as our example of as-ology, meaning as you find yourself in different situations and circumstances of life. God wanted Jonah to go preach in Nineveh, but he didn't listen to God, and when he began starting running his situation, began to get worse and worse. He tried to escape on a ship, but the crew threw him overboard during a big storm when they found out God was angry at him. God saved Jonah from the ocean using a fish. Jonah chapter 2:1-2 says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and I heard my voice." Sheol is Hebrew for home of the dead. It refers to the depths of the ocean, not the belly of the fish. Jonah's whole prayers from the fish refers to the desperate prayers he prayed when he was in the ocean. Jonah was drowning. He was crying out to God with all his might. Jonah's as-ology at this point is he is dying. And then God sent a great big stinking fish to save Jonah. What does your great big stinking fish look and smell like? These are questions we discussed in our small group after worship. Think on these things. How do you answer them? How can you relate to Jonah? What might you be running from this week? Is there anything you don't want to go back to and face? Do you have a story of when somebody was your big stinking fish? Thank you.
I got the day 3 workday, and we continue to tear down the rest of the drywall in the funeral home, and other of us were working on the wooden floor that was hard to get up. Some of us were working on the cleaning everything up while we were tearing it down, and it was very hot and humid, and we worked for about 6 hours. It was a pretty good day. Instead of me almost falling off a ladder, I should say, but yeah, it was good.
Good morning. I'm going to talk about Wednesday night chapel. So continuing with the theme, play as you go. Wednesday night, we focused on the word go. And these are the words that I want you guys to like mark down. God made you. He created you. He's with you together, and he knows everything about you. Your weaknesses, your strength, your talents, your sorrows, your needs, and all your troubles. Jesus saved the man called Legion, the man who was possessed with demons. So if God can save that guy, don't you think he would do so much better for you? And all you need is to put your faith in him and let him do the rest for you. One question that I kind of connected with was, how do you feel about God knowing everything about you? Does it scare you? Does it make you feel like you want to run away or something? Because if it scares you, then it's a sign that maybe you should do better and like change and don't have to feel bad that God knows everything about you. Thank you.
Hi. How are you guys? So, I will be talking about the fourth day that we were working. We were able to finish the funeral home, which was really good and relieving, but sadly, none of us got out with at least like bruises or scrapes. I got cut with chicken wire, which hurt. But so yeah, we finished the funeral home, but we finished early, so we were able to talk and get to know everyone who worked at the funeral home and got to live there. But we didn't meet only the people who lived in the funeral home. We got to meet almost everyone from the whole mission trip. So it was really fun. And then during our free time for the rest of the day, we were able to go jet boating. It was really fun. There were amazing views. And it was just really beautiful. And then we were called for a severe thunderstorm warning with quarter-sized hail or golf ball-sized hail. And so we had to evacuate the area. But before that, we had a crazy driver who was a jokester. and there were people who were rafting. And so our driver pushes a raft to shore, and everyone else was just staring at us. It was awkward but funny. But when we started to evacuate the area, one person had to stay behind and wait for escaping to come back for him. Sorry, Goob. And you'll find out everything else about Goob being left behind at the mission dinner tonight at 5. And then after the jet boating, we were able to go bowling. It was really fun. I fell twice. We had a really good time. I loved it. But the point is that the mission trip was really beautiful, and it basically just changed my life. Thank you, everyone.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Here I come. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about our Thursday night chapel service. So that night, as you guys know, throughout the week, actually, we talked about our scripture theme, Pray As We Go. So on Thursday night, we talked about the word go. Now, when we first started talking about the word go, I'm like, this is going to be easy. It's going to go fast. I can go back to my bedroom and just sleep because I was tired. It was a long day. But but then the speaker started off with a verse, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. Actually, he started with two verses. But he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Now, after that, and after being really tired, I was like, oh, okay, condemning. Yay. But I completely missed the whole entire thing. The word that we were looking at is go, and that's really super important. God needs us and everyone to go out there and preach the gospel to people who aren't able to get it. Now, that doesn't mean we go to the first stranger we see on the street and yell, "Praise Jesus," and slap a sticker on their forehead that says, "God's love me. God loves me." That doesn't work. And we also don't want to be like those guys in the middle of Times Square who wear those cardboard things going, "The world's gonna end." That becomes white noise. But we need to understand and engage with the people we are reaching out to, like Paul does in Acts 17. In Acts 17, Paul is in Athens waiting for Silas and Timothy. And while he's waiting there, he was just so distressed on the whole entire city because they were worshiping false idols, false gods. So while he's waiting there for the others, he decides to immerse himself in the culture and in the atmosphere and understand what these people believe. And while he's doing that, he's debating with philosophers and other people on their beliefs and what is different between theirs and his. And then through that, people were questioning and confused, like, what is this new gospel that Paul is preaching? Like, who's this Jesus dude? But it definitely caught their attention. So after a while, the people took Paul to this meeting place, I guess that was very popular, to know more about what Paul was saying. And then after that, Paul just let them have it. He told them it all. He told them how their idols, their gods, were false and fake. He told them how God created the heavens and the earth. He told them how God gives life to us all, how he wants us to seek him, and that he is open to anyone who wants him, and that we are his children. And people were like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool, I like this. But then Paul got to the resurrection of Christ, and people were like, no, you're joking, right? Like, no, that's not true. So many people rejected it instantly. But then there was a small few who had open hearts, who accepted what Paul was saying, and they wanted to learn more, which is just amazing. You see, Paul didn't go around preaching. Paul decided to go immerse himself with the people of Athens. Since Paul engaged with them, met them where they were in their beliefs, invested in them, they were open to hearing more. After hearing that that night, it really opened up my eyes to a new way of reaching out to people and giving them the gospel of Christ, because that is so important, and that's something I'm going to hold with me forever now. Thank you.
Back.
So let's pray again. Oh Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for letting our youth group share what we experienced in West Virginia. It was such an amazing place to be, and filled with such amazing people to meet. And I just thank you every day for that. And I thank you for this whole congregation being willing to open up their hearts to hear this message that we had to give. And I just pray that the rest of this week may go well, and that we will be able to hold this message that we just heard dear to our hearts and through the rest of our lives. And we say this in your name. Amen.